Evelyn Disguise, Elvis. And like I said earlier, we got some special guests here in the studio tonight. Got Mark McCarthy and wife here. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Kim,
right. And in case you picked up the playbook today and maybe read the piece on the premiere of Damn Elvis tomorrow night, that's what Mike's here to talk about. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks, Wally.
And now briefly tell us, in a nutshell, kind of what this movie is about.
It's about girls, gods, guitars, naked girls, Harleys, and American gods.
Right.
So isn't that right, honey? So,
that's right, honey.
So if anybody's got troubles with naked women, don't come.
You can say that again. Yeah.
Okay.
So. At the end of the show. Right. Yeah, that's basically, I tried to put the kind of things in it that I thought the Memphians would want to see, you know, so... and get a return on my credit card, so.
Right. This is happening at Barrister's downtown tomorrow night.
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
Yeah.
That's when the movie's going to start?
10 p.m. sharp, and then Impala will play a band from Dallas called Fireworks. It just recorded it easily. They're coming out on Crypt Records, and the bands will have their records for sale there, their EPs, LPs, whatever. Polycyclone will play. The Gamblers are going to get back together and play a few numbers. There might be some other things going on, too. Not quite sure of yet.
Right.
Still in the planning stages.
Okay. And I always have to remind folks out there of how to get to Barrister's, because everybody I meet goes like, how do you get? Where's Barrister's?
You go down Jefferson, and when you get to 2nd Street, there's like a Greek Islands restaurant, and then Barrister's is in the alleyway.
Right.
So
there you go.
That's the best way I know to get there.
So it's I know it's between what, like Jefferson and what is the street south
of Second
here.
And Third and
yes, but Second and Third
between Second and Third and in the alley that you turn off Jefferson there. So that,
yeah.
That should give people.
It's easy to miss.
Yeah, if you really can't find a place, go somewhere and call Barrister's. They'll tell you how to get there.
Look for the crowd.
Yeah, and now so this is going to be a movie first, then a bunch of bands. Okay.
Right. The musicians that are in the movie also provided music for the movie, original music,
right.
Music that's not on their albums. The Gamblers put out a soundtrack EP with some great stuff. We'll be hearing some of that later. Another band called Nail put out some stuff. I brought a tape with a song called Roadside Prophet on it. And I believe we'll be hearing that first.
Okay.
And Mike Schiffer is the drummer in Nail, and he plays one of the hardcore bikers in the film. And his friend Keith provided the bike, and Mike also provided a Harley. So.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and hear some Nail, and give people a little sample of what they're going to hear musically speaking tomorrow night in the not only in the soundtrack of the film, but also live after the film. So this is some Nail for you right here. We'll be right back. Side Profit, one of the bands that you'll be hearing in the soundtrack of Damn Selfish and playing live after.
Well, I don't think they're going to play live.
Nail's not going to play
right.
Live. Oh, I'm sorry. No. No. Well, we know the Gamblers will play.
Yeah, we think that.
Yeah. So
if you can trust them.
So for all you Compulsive Gamblers fans out there who are sort of missing the Gamblers, as it were, I'm missing myself. This will be a one-shot reunion if you want to catch them.
It's going to be Greg, Jack, Rod, and Sue from Alluring Strange on bass. So it's pretty much the reunion.
Yeah, well, that's three-fourths of the band.
Three, yeah. Okay. As I mentioned, Fireworks will be there. Darren Lynn Wood, lead singer for Fireworks, plays Reb Elvis in the movie, which is like the 50s Elvis. And a friend of mine, Hippie Mike Moore from Birmingham, plays Psychedelvis. And, of course, that's the 60s version. And I hope they play. Hope his band comes down and plays. But I'm not sure about that yet. And David Atherton plays Elvicious, the punk Elvis, and also it just so happens on Elvis's birthday that the Pistols played here in 78. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to tie in everything here, celebrate both earth-shattering events.
Yeah, you could put it that way. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Sex Pistols show was so earth-shattering, they tore down the place that they played in.
Right. It's a Memphis tradition to do that.
Right.
If anything ever happens of any importance at the pyramid, I'm sure they'll tear that thing down one day.
Yeah, I figure probably 100 years from now they'll tear down Graceland, you know.
Right. I think, we need to raise money and get a petition going to maybe put Elvis's body on state in the pyramid under glass. Like Lenin's was in Russia.
Yeah. Well, they can put him up in the observation tower that nobody can get to.
You charge a stiff fee to see a stiff, whatever. But I think that'd be a good idea. People would come from all over.
Yeah, I think they really miss
like they're doing tonight
with Elvis. You know, I mean, they've got him buried under that bronze thing there, and they really should have put him like they did Mao in China. They should have put him in a glass case.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, he's been exhumed once. He could be exhumed twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that would lay to rest any rumors.
That would do, yeah. All right. Well, tell you what, let's go ahead and let them hear some Gamblers now.
Okay.
This
is from their soundtrack EP. It's called Good Time.
Okay. Here's some Compulsive Gamblers from Dan Zelvis.
Oh,
Compulsive Gamblers from the Damn Elvis soundtrack. And in case you just tuned in, we're talking with Mike McCarthy about about the premiere of Damn Elvis Chronic. Those things are tough. You can't break them.
It's a slick cover. Yeah, that song will be on sale tomorrow night. Soundtrack material, lots of records. My comics, my latest comic, Super Sex, will be out. Some other comics I've done, some other crap. Mm-hmm. Bumper stickers.
So comics is your normal line of endeavor, huh?
Yeah.
I have to admit, I haven't seen your comic yet.
Well, not many people have. Isn't that right, honey?
That's right, darling.
But, you know, they'll be on sale at the show and probably at Shangri-La on down the line.
Okay. Yeah, in case you're wondering about where to find any of this music, Shangri-La is probably the first place to start looking, no doubt. If you want to find a lot of local stuff, it's the first place I'd look. Yeah.
For instance?
Such as?
Such as Polycyclone, and this song's called The Railroad, and he will be playing tomorrow night. Never been heard on the radio before, so...
Okay.
Open up the train. Collide. I'll be taking a long ride. I'll be passing your old farm, wondering if the herd is gone. Got that old locomotive. I'm just spinning the wheel under my heel. I can't stay too long where I'm going. I'll be gone. Back.